Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy Wednesday to those of you that do not celebrate the particular holidays that I've just specified. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. I am Ailea Nico. I know it's been many months. It's actually been 9 months and 22 days, which is a long time. Given that last year I was posting a lot, had to take some time to recalibrate. So now I'm back in the mix. I'm back in the fix. And I just wanted to deliver a sweet and endearing message to you guys that are celebrating today, celebrating life today, celebrating togetherness today, celebrating all that is family, love, happiness, giving, receiving, all of the amazing gifts that God has blessed us with, the Creator and Source has blessed us with. I pray that each and every person feels like they have support. Oftentimes I feel around this time, as you guys know, I've specified in the past, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. All of my family is from Kansas City, Missouri, for the most part, except for the ones that have decided that they were going to move other places and raise their families and extend their families. And I can honestly say that this time of the year, with kudos to my mom, with kudos to my late grandparents, my beloved grandparents, Paul and Helen Harbin, I experienced amazing Christmases for 22 years. I put on my personal Instagram at Ailea Nico. Make sure you check that out when you get a chance. That, you know, this time of the year, this year, it's been a bit much. I am a new aunt. My sister and my brother-in-law and nephew are in Kentucky. They're not really celebrating the holiday anymore, and we vowed to make new traditions and do new things because I've experienced here lately a little sense of abandonment when it comes to the family. And that kind of makes me feel bad, but at the same time, I'm very, very grateful for my placement in this life, in this time, space, reality. And I'm very, very grateful for peace of mind and calm. I'm grateful for the relationships that have, dissipated, as well as the ones that have come into my life, people that I am in alignment with, fruitful and bountiful engagement with those that that decide to commission me for graphics, those who decide to be romantically linked to me, those who have interest in what I have to say, and those who just are supporters. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. But this morning I was a little touched. I definitely had a good hard cry. I'm sitting up here, sitting by my Christmas tree. I have to wrap gifts still. And although, I don't traditionally celebrate as I once did, it's really, really, really important that I stay high vibrational, and each and every person listening to this podcast stays high vibrational. I implore you to definitely, if anything triggers you today, seeing different things, just retreat from it. It's okay. It's nothing wrong with you taking a step back, taking a deep breath. Today's a new moon. I always seem to record on the new or full moons, which is crazy. But there's a new moon tonight at 11:13. I'm hoping that each and every person sets their intentions and does what they need to do to ensure that their mental health is supported today, because a lot of times when we see certain things that it may not be favorable for us, then we can be hit with a tinge of sadness. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm happy, but I am sad. I have a equal balance of both today. It's a beautiful day in Houston, Texas. The sun, it's partly cloudy actually. I'm looking outside and it's not fully sunny, and it's not going to be super warm today, but it's going to be pretty warm. It's going to be dry. I'm going over my good sis, my big sister Danny's house, and I'm excited about that. We're going to have drinks and laughter and fun, exchange a couple of gifts, and just, you know, and be in good company. It's important. I hope that this year, being that this is the conclusion to, golly, can you believe that it's the conclusion to the teens of the 2000s? This is a time, and you know I go off the dome completely. So just rock with me on this. From 2010 to 2019, we have truly, in these 9 years, in this past 10 years from 2009 to 2019, we have truly experienced a gestation period. You know, when a woman gives birth, she gives birth and she goes full term for 9 months. Okay. She is cultivating a life within her. She is nurturing her body. She's getting rest. She's eating the right foods. She's drinking plenty of water. She's singing to her belly if she can sing, or even if she can't. She's listening to certain things, reading certain things, being around good people, those who are in amazing situations. And then there's some of us that don't go full term, and some of us are blessed to go that full term. Right now, if you're listening to this, you're going to your full term. Now, next week is the first day of the new decade. Think about how amazing the past 10 years have been. If you've made it to this point, pardon me, if you made it to this point, that's the gift. That's truly a gift. A lot of times we get caught up in the materialism of what the holidays are. I'm not gonna lie, I like to spend my little money. I like to spend my little coin, my little bag on some gifts, but I'm a giver. So that makes me happy. I enjoy seeing people light up. I enjoy creating experiences, as I enjoy, you know, working on the podcast, even though I've taken a step back. But as of 2020, we're coming back harder, stronger. We're going to be more consistent and just truly, truly share gems of information that can help you in your everyday growth. And I'm excited about that. But going back to the 10 years of this decade, how much growth have you seen? I remember back in 2009, I had quit my corporate job. I was always a graphic designer, but I quit my corporate job. I took a step out on faith, and I remember how that felt. I remember going, you know, sometimes paying my rent late consistently. I remember that grind. I remember, you know, going through a tough period in my relationship at that time. I remember meeting someone new and remembering the newness of it all. Then I remember retreating back to my ex and going through that whole thing. I remember meeting new people. I remember my new clients and my new projects and all of the amazing things I've experienced to create and also just create my life in its totality. I'm so blessed to be just able to share this message with you right now, because a lot of times we get caught up in what we think the holidays are and what they're supposed to be. But, you know, we create our own realities. You're gods. We're creators. We're made in God's image. So we can create things to be what we want them to be. But from a societal standpoint, a lot of times we can get caught up in the material nature of things instead of really creating our own traditions. And I know that, you know, during this time, as some of us choose to reflect back on the past 10 years or the past 12 months of this year, that there has just been so many things that have occurred that have cultivated our growth as people, as men, as women, as business owners, as lovers, as moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, grandfathers, you know, brothers, sisters, cousins, friends, you know, husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, however your placement is in this life. And hopefully You've learned to become even better because, like I always say in every podcast, it really is a blessing to be able to reflect back on those times and make necessary changes in order to be the best version of yourself. In this new season of life, in this new decade that we're embarking on, as of the first day is next Wednesday, I really challenge you to set your goals now, because this is the last new moon of this decade. This is the last new moon of this year. Set your intentions, set them, feel good about them. Just take a deep breath. Go into 2020 with a clear mind and a clear heart. I have met some amazing people this year. Some of those relationships just kind of fell out for whatever given reason that they did. But I'm really fortunate that the people that came into my life during the time of my seclusion and my rest from being in the city, because as you guys know, I live far from the city. I live 45 minutes from downtown Houston, but it's given me enough time to really cultivate my spiritual alignment and my spiritual relationship with God. It's given me time to really learn myself, learn what I like, what I dislike, what I need to work on, what I plan to work on, the type of relationships that I want for myself, the type of ways to be treated, the boundaries that need to be set, and maybe some that need to be lifted. And, you know, when you take necessary time to reflect back on these things and to not be in the company of other people, it gives you enough time to connect to source. And we always need that. I hope over this past decade that you've learned to love yourself more. I think that the main and core lesson of these past 10 years for me has to be loving myself more. What does that look like? It means doing things to keep you high vibrational, doing things to keep you high spirited. A lot of times we get caught up in the monotony of the everyday, going to work, waking up, going to work, or waking up, brushing your teeth, thanking God for the day, doing your normal thing that you do every single day. And then you get caught up in the monotony of work. You get caught up in the monotony of being whatever you are to whomever is in your life. And sometimes we don't take necessary time for ourselves. And in 2020, I really hope that you decide to do that. I really encourage you to do that because it's the best thing that you can do. A lot of times, and I learned, being around people and not being healed or being in the process of healing can provide a sense of toxicity, even if we don't want it to be toxic. You know, not all of us are completely alkaline. Let's keep it a buck. You know what I mean? We're not all balanced. We are embarking on balance. That's the epitome of ascension. And right now, I'm in a place where the healing feels so good to me. It doesn't really hurt my feelings to cut people off. I've lost best friends this year that I never thought would ever be a part of my life, apart from my life, excuse me. I have lost folks that I had newly met and thought that they would be in my life for the long haul. But a lot of times we have to be okay with the fact that people come into our lives for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. Not everybody's going to get to go with you. And that's the beauty of the journey. The beauty of the journey is being able to be okay with those people coming into your life, providing whatever insight that they needed to provide, and then going forward. I am so grateful for the people in my life. I swear, this last week, girl, bro, whoever's listening to this, I have experienced some of the most beautiful and endearing experiences in its totality, like anything that good that could possibly happen to me in the few weeks, and especially last week has truly happened. Like bomb interactions, some that were not as favorable, but in its totality, I've had a ball. This last 6 months, I have kicked it hard. I have had fun. I've had my drinks. I done put on happy weight. I done had a phenomenal romantic life. I done had a phenomenal, like, just doing things my way as far as work is concerned, living in the moment. I've traveled this year. I have spent time just, you know, getting into the spiritual aspects of my life. I'm very, very, very just, I'm grateful. I am so grateful for life. And, you know, as I do these things, a lot of times, okay, I'll say this, because when I started this podcast to be a voice. I've always been told that I have really good insight. I've done radio before when I was a devout Christian, and I've done some things on a Christian platform. And now that I'm more spiritual and not so much of a certain religion, I can honestly say that this has been a refreshing outlet for me. This year, I just was not in a place to do it consistently because I was working on myself. But I can honestly say I was planning on doing a reflective message to you guys. And I wanted to make sure that I did it when my phone, of course, I record on my phone. I wanted to do it when my phone was free, free of people calling me, texting me, interrupting me, where I'm in a place of solitude. And maybe that's the reason why I have this alone time right now, so I can have this, deliver this message to you, because I didn't wake up to, you know, a lot of text messages or wake up to someone next to me or wake up to my family. I woke up in solitude. I woke up, I slept on my couch today. I was planning on sleeping in my bed, but it just didn't work out like that. I have two trees this year because I promised myself that I wanted to have two Christmas trees, one in my bedroom, one in my living room. I ended up staying in my living room and staying by my main tree. It just gives me a sense of comfort, and I was watching some Ready to Love stuff, y'all. That show is crazy. And just watching different things on Instagram and kind of reflecting on my past memories of this time of the year. And it's just been, it's been interesting, you know, to be able to do that. It's been interesting. And I'm really great. I'm honestly really grateful to be able to have a voice in order to express how I feel. I plan on in 2020, my intention for this podcast is to make it the best podcast I possibly can, to be more consistent, to do more planning, to provide more insight into my life and different things that I want to talk about. I just needed to take necessary time for myself this year. And that's why I took so much time away from it. It's that gestation period, like I was telling you about, the culmination of life and developing myself. And as you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure that you can hear me articulate my message a lot more clearly. I'm a lot more fluid. My throat chakra is on fleek, honey. You know what I mean? And I'm just in a good place. I have a lot of clarity, peace of mind. I have a lot of calm in my life. I'm in alignment with those who truly care about me, those who truly are reflections of me. I am working on myself constantly. And, you know, I just hope that those who listen to this podcast, they are inspired, they are intrigued, they are loved, they feel peace of mind. Excuse me with the sound of my voice. And I hope and truly pray that you seek healing in this new year. You know, a lot of times we want to be in relationships with people, be it friendships or family relationships or whatever. And this past, I can say this past year, we've been in the Cancerian node. And for those of you that embark on the astrological experience and delving into that, then you would know what the Cancerian node, which is your north node, what you're to do in this life, your mission in this life, is about family. It's about uncovering old wounds. It's about healing those wounds. You know, a lot of times when we scrape our arm or we scrape our hand or we burn ourselves, we'll put Neosporin on and some coconut oil, you know, hit that thing with a Band-Aid real quick and think that that'll let it heal. But sometimes you have to uncover the wound and let that oxygen, let it heal and let it heal organically. That's what we've been experiencing this year. A lot of people in their families, the interactions have been very interesting. There's been a lot of people falling off. Not everybody's going to make it in the year 2020. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just making the way, clearing the path, pruning the bush so that newness can come about into your life. Fullness, bounty. All of the wonderful things that we want to be a part of and we want to receive. Being in the receiving mode for that. But you have to have clear mind and thought in order to even be on that path. So you can be the best version of yourself. So you can manifest the type of life that you want. So you can have a relation, them bomb-ass relationships, wherever they may be and whomever they may be with. Sometimes you got to clear out that way so that you are able to be in alignment with whomever you're supposed to be in alignment with for whatever placement that you're going to be in. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I know I'm a little long-winded on this one, but that's all right. It's okay. I just wanted to share that message with you on this Wednesday morning. I designated Wednesdays as my wellness day this year. I don't work weekends and I don't work on Wednesdays. And the reason why I decided to do that was to keep myself clear in mind and thought. Wednesdays are my days for retreat from all things work. So I don't check my emails. I don't answer work-related texts, phone calls, inquiries, none of that. I don't work at all. I do all things that I want to do. And it's so interesting. I had no plan. I don't look at calendars like that unless I'm reflecting back on, you know, on a birthday or something like that. I really don't look at the calendar at all. I'm going to be honest. And I know that's crazy, but I really don't look at the calendar. You know, with these new phones, you can put something in and tell Siri to put something in your calendar and you keep it moving and you get the alert and you kind of be lazy and you don't really look at I don't look at the moon phases, nothing. All of this shit is organic. It's very authentic and genuine. You know, when I come to you with these messages on these certain days, it's because I'm called to do it by spirit and I keep it moving. I don't look at the placements like that. So it's so crazy that Wednesday, which is today, which is Christmas Day, it lands on that day. And the new year lands on a Wednesday. I wasn't planning for that, gonna be honest. I just decided middle of the week. My middle of the weeks was always popping anyway. It's the hump day. You know, when you're getting over that hump, you have the rise of the week and then the down part of the week. And I just decided the middle of the week would be the best time for me to just kind of like balance my life out and, you know, pick a day for yourself if you need a day of self-care. Wednesdays are good for me, and I'm just blessed and thankful that I'm able to have a clear voice in order to even record a message for you guys today. So with that being said, this is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. I am hoping and affirming that you are walking in your dopeness still. and being stillness in your dopeness as well. You know, remain dope. Remain in a dope mentality. always, set your intentions for this new year. I might make a podcast next week. I don't know. Trying to figure out exactly when I want to start the new bit of podcast. I haven't really been doing any planning for it, but I just decided today. I was like, you know what? It's time to record a new one. Something that warms the spirits and the hearts of everybody. Someone that speaks to them, or a message, that speaks to the people and just where I am currently. So I am grateful for each and every one of you guys that have subscribed. Make sure that you rate and comment on iTunes or Anchor or wherever you're listening to this. And I hope you have a beautiful Wednesday, a beautiful holiday if you're celebrating. Just, you know, just take a moment to thank God for making it this far, man. We got 1 week left of 2019. 1 week. Today's the new moon. Set those intentions. Release whatever you need to release. Walk in that fullness and that bounty of what you want your 2020 to be, and live in the moment. Live in the moment. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. This is Ailea Nico. It's December 25th, 2019. And I'm out.